Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Immortal Brawl. My name is Pulsar and today I'm going to be going over some announcements, ranked tips, and really just some Q&A. So before I get into that, before the real big announcements, just going to go over some Brawl announcements. So ranked has just come out and that's really cool. I only got a silver one, so it's okay. I haven't gotten really anything good out of the ranked side jobs. I got two profile icons. I got one, I think it was from the season before last one. I'm not sure which season it was, but I got a dog statue, something like that. And then I got the one from Meridosa's Piper skin, that season's so kind of player icon. So pretty cool. Just been getting bling, really. Nothing too rare. But one of my friends in school, he actually got Meridosa Piper and Dynasty Mike, I'm not sure what they're called, but something like that. And he got them both at the Bronze League and then in the Silver League, so he was really lucky. The new season is going to end in 21 hour, I think. The new one's going to start in the next tomorrow, so we're definitely going to grind out your quests before that. I'm going to be playing tomorrow a lot. Let's see. There's nothing really that big going on in Brawl Stars except for ranked and stuff, but I'm just going to go over that a little bit later. But I think that's really it for the mini announcements. Now I'm just going to go into the bigger ones. Okay, so I'm sorry I haven't been recording lately. It's just I've had a lot of schoolwork. I've been making a lot of songs, I've been writing two songs because me and my friend we make songs together. And then I also have a massive project, but I'm going to go over that one in the next episode. Definitely stay tuned for that. I'm sorry I haven't recorded really lately. It's just I've been busy, like I just said. And I will try to record more, but we will see a little later on. My update schedule is actually changed, so now I'm going to be recording on Wednesdays and Fridays, but they're only two times a week, not three times a week like my last one. It's just I've got, like I said before, a lot of school and some other things going on. But I'm kind of happy I'm back recording, but it's been a long time. I haven't recorded for a week, and that's a long time for me because I usually record every 2 days. So I think that's really it for the big announcements. If you want to ask anything about why I've been gone, then just ask me in the Q&A or something like that. But I'm going to go over the ranked tips now. Okay. So, first I'm just going to go over two of the two modifiers, so Big Friend and Time Detonation. So, the first tip is, if you get Big Friend, then either you suggest or use yourself, Pearl, Frank, Pam, Bull, or really any brawler with big health, because, if you choose Pearl, then it should be a pretty long-range map. But really, most of these brawlers are tanks. Well, all of them are tanks, so you will want to use them usually in bushy maps or close-range maps. But if it is a long-range map, then definitely I would suggest Pearl, and then Pam, then Frank, and then Bull. But if it's something like a Brawl Ball match, then probably Frank or Bull. But I would suggest Bull because, Bull is one of my favorite brawlers, and I hate Frank. So, and Pam, really, if you just need some heals on your team and you need a lot of health, then she will definitely help out a lot. So, I hope you kind of understand what I just said. It's just, I haven't been recording lately, so I might not sound as happy and stuff. It's just my throat's bad today again, so yeah. And then for Time Detonation, use a brawler with long range. So basically, or suggested again. So basically, use Piper or Because Time Detonation, if you didn't know what this is, it's basically every something like 5 seconds, a part of the map explodes, and then at the very, like, something like in 50 seconds, all the map is destroyed, and basically just a whole open field, and that's great for snipers like Piper, B, Piper B, well, Brawlers like that, basically. So, yeah. Oh, and if you don't know what Big Friend is, it's basically everybody has the same amount of health as the biggest, as one of the players who has the most amount of health. That was weird, but I hope you understand that. Okay, that's really it for the modifiers. Now I'm going to go into the upgrades. So, if you're a person who, I'm not saying you're a noob or anything, it's just if you have some Brawlers less than, not like, most of your Brawlers are less than 9, then before you just upgrade some Brawlers that are your favorite randomly, first of all, I would suggest for you to upgrade one long-range Brawler, one close-range Brawler, or Bushy Brawler that's, like, good in Bushy maps. Like, for example, Pearl, she's good in Bushy maps, and she's good in close-range, so she is pretty good in this. And then also a thrower. So basically why I say this is basically if you're in a map with a lot of walls, then a thrower will help out a lot. If you're in a really close range map or a bushy map, then Pearl, Bull, Frank, or somebody like that will definitely really help out a lot. And again, like I said before, if it's something like Time Detonation or just a really open map, always is just an open map, then definitely use, like, a Piper or a long-range Brawler. So, these were not, there wasn't so much tips I would go over, and I'm probably going to go over some more in different episodes. It's just that I didn't want this episode to be, like, 2 minutes long or something like that. Okay, now I'm going to go over the Q&A for 2 episodes, I'm pretty sure. Maybe even 3. I'm not sure. For 1 episode. Okay. For episode 19, I did get one new Q&A response from I Am Mopey. He says, I ask, what do you think of the Brawl Talk? And Buzz says, and Mopey says, Buzz can web around the map like Spooderman. And yeah, I definitely agree with you. I have seen some cheese with that. Let's see. And then, not too much Q&A in just with one episode. Okay, the poll for last episode, going over the balance changes and predicting the future. So I asked, should I save up and get White Wolf Leon or Mecha Leon? So there's only 7 votes, so that's kind of sad. But yeah, 3 people said White Wolf Leon and 4 people said Mecha Leon. But there is one day left, so definitely I'm going to tell you in the next episode if, like, they change, because this is important to me, because I'm probably going to be saving it up. So the Q&A, like, only 4 people replied, but thank you. If anybody ever has replied, then thank you, and I really appreciate it if you would reply even more. So the Q&A, I asked, what do you think is going to happen in the future of Brawl? So Easton says, I think that it would be to do a collab, and yeah, I actually was going to write this down, but I forgot. Because I'm guessing Brawl Stars might do a collab with, like, Lego or, I don't know, Toy Story, or that's just random. I don't know what it came into my head, but something like that, it would be cool. I already have a friend in Australia, and so I know how to get around the time differences. I think that it's, like, 7 p.m. here in the US when it's 8 a.m. there. So, I think you might have misheard me, or you just thought I, like, shortened Australia. But I don't live in Australia. I live in Latvia, with L, not A. So, that's L-A, V-I, and then A. Sorry. So, yeah. But Thank you for trying to help out, but we will... Sorry, okay. Now, IMOP says they will add more rare brawlers and super rare brawlers. Yeah, definitely. Sorry, I didn't mention that. And then Ma says, I don't care. Tony brawlers. Oh, no, I don't know. Tony brawlers. Okay, and Kaka says, hopefully they delete the early access. It's so annoying. And yeah, I completely agree with you. And the new brawler, I think he's kind of underrated. A lot of people say he's terrible, but I don't think he's, like, the worst. I don't think he's the best. I just think he's, like... I think he's pretty balanced. If you know, if you don't know how to play him, then he's terrible. And if you know how to play him, then he's like, if you really can play him good, then he's really good. But yeah. So my last two episodes have been 40 and 44 minutes long. So I guess this one kind of makes up because it's only, I think it's like 10, 11 minutes. So yeah. But that's going to be wrapping it up for this episode. I might not record on Friday again because I've got a lot of things, like I said. But I will definitely try to post an episode then. Okay, so hope you liked this episode and I'll see you in the next one. This is Pulsar, pulsating out.